My Travels, we do this every single Thursday. Three songs that take you back to travel memories. Great ones as well. So as we had Nads, we thought it'd be a great opportunity to get him to do this with us. So we're going to need song number one from you, Nads.
Well, there was one song that one of the guys on the boat, he was engaged. No, he wasn't engaged. He was with his long-term girlfriend, and he was planning to propose when he got to Barbados. I had an iPod, and every time... it was our shift. One time in that 2 hours, I'd play this song called Somewhere Over the Sea, My Baby's Waiting for Me. And it goes on. But basically, it was about him and his girlfriend waiting for him at the other end. And of course, when he got to the other end, he proposed to her on the beach.
Aww.
So that is a song. Every time I hear that, I think of Colin and his wife now.
Somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on to her arms, I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. Meet beyond the shore. As before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go
I played that. No more sailing. So long sailing.
Yeah.
Nads Albashades, that's his first song in Tracks of My Travels. We are going to need a second song from you though today, Nads.
Oh God. Most of the other expeditions, we didn't have much opportunity for music, but rowing the Atlantic, so you're doing a 2 hour shift of rowing, and a lot of that time you're in your own thoughts. You're not talking too much. So we all had iPods and we just rode with our iPods on and, you know, one ear plugged into the ear pod and one listening to your teammates. And you must have heard of the musical Les Miserables.
Absolutely, of course, yeah.
I had this on my iPod and somehow it was every shift I was listening to this soundtrack. And there were several songs on that. I won't give them all, but there was one particular song that Anne Hathaway sang in the movie. And she was absolutely brilliant when she sang it.
She was. She absolutely was. And we're going to hear it next.
Tracks of My Travels are three tracks that take you back to those fantastic travel memories that we've all got. And today, Arab adventurer Nads Al-Busaidi, he's conquered the North Pole, the South Pole, and he's rowed across the Atlantic. But today, he has taken on Tracks of My Travels on the ticket. Nads's first song was Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin, a great choice. If anyone missed the brilliant story that went with it, they can hear it on the ticket podcast at dubaii1038.com. Let's just remind everyone why you've chosen your second song before we hear it, Nads.
Oh, God. Most of the other expeditions, we didn't have much opportunity for music, but rowing the Atlantic, so you're doing a two-hour shift of rowing, and a lot of that time you're in your own thoughts. You're not talking too much. So we all had iPods, and we just rowed with our iPods on, and you know, one ear plugged into the earpod and one listening to your teammates. And you must have heard of the musical Les Miserables.
Absolutely, of course, yeah.
I had this on my iPod, and somehow it was every shift I was listening to this soundtrack, and there were several songs on that. I won't give them all, but there was one particular song that Anne Hathaway sang in the movie, and she was absolutely brilliant when she sang it.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by. Hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame. Days with endless wonder. He took my childhood in his stride, but he was gone when autumn came. There are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be
was one song I just kept on. Actually, I didn't even realize, this is going to sound stupid, I was 16 the first time it came to London in 86, and I went to see it with my school, and I loved it. And I had the, you know, I've been listening to this musical nonstop until about 3 years ago, when somebody pointed out that the whole soundtrack was very depressing. Oh yeah. I hadn't really thought about that. So the whole soundtrack, the whole story was obviously really depressing, but I'd never thought about it. I was just thinking about the lyrics and the music rather than the lyrics and the story behind it. And that whole dream, I dreamed a dream, it's actually a horrible, horrible song. You know what she's singing about, right?
How her life could have been?
Yeah. And she's just singing about how everything has gone wrong in her life and, you know, I was like, oh my God, you know what? I'm not going to listen to these. I stopped listening to the whole soundtrack for the last 3 years. Because when you start actually thinking about the story and you realize, of course, it's Les Miserables. It's miserable.
And they say knowledge is a good thing.
And they say knowledge is, yeah, exactly. No, I was just oblivious. I just always loved the, I don't know what the word is. It's not the lyrics. I love the sort of
melody.
Yes, the melodies. I loved everything about, yeah, but without being conscious about the story behind it and how sad it was. So, yeah.
I love it too. Did you go and see it at Dubai Opera?
Yes, of course.
Was it fantastic?
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Right, a third song for your Tracks of My Travels and Ads. We'll round it off nicely.
Okay, I'm going to go for Penny Lane because when we were growing up in England, when my dad, or when we would go as a family, go off at the weekend driving off somewhere, my dad would always sing this song for some reason and get us all to join in. Oh, you know, me and my sister and my sisters and brother. And actually, I don't think my mum ever joined in. I think she's got sick and tired of hearing Penny Lane over and over again.
And how was your dad as a singer?
As bad as me, probably. My sister's the singer, so, yeah.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Singing along to that in the car. We were singing along to it in the studio. What a great song. That was the third song from Nad Al-Busseiri, Arab Adventurer, for Tracks of My Travels today.
If you've got three tracks that take you back to memorable travels, we want to hear from you. Text them in, 4001. You could be on the wireless next week, telling us where they take you back to.